Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross, I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. And this week we'll be talking about starting plants from seeds. With me to share some timely information is once again the knowledgeable Joan Krall. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ross. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So why should we consider growing our own plants from seed?
Well, there are many benefits to growing from seed. Of course, one of the main ones is cost savings. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot more varieties to choose from where you can select for flavor, hardiness, and disease resistance. You can get an early start on your garden, and my favorite reason is the satisfaction of seeing the seeds germinate and grow into little seedlings that then you can plant in the garden and actually grow food for your family. One cost savings example, you can purchase a packet of seeds for like $4 to $6, which typically will be enough seed for two growing seasons, depending on how large your garden is. Most seeds have a germination life of about 3 years, so carrying over to a second year is usually successful. The wide variety of seeds that is available allows us to choose for a certain flavor profile. One catalog has 22 varieties of summer squashes.
Wow.
All with different flavor profiles. Then we can select for hardiness and disease resistance. Vegetables that are susceptible to lots of different diseases, like cucumbers and tomatoes, will list if a particular variety is resistant to certain diseases that may be prevalent in our area. By timing the starting of our seeds so that the plants will be ready to go into the garden once the soil has warmed to at least 60 degrees, you can get a jump start on the season, which on the coast is important as we do have a fairly short growing season. An example would be to start your squash plants inside 3 weeks before your preferred planting date, say mid to late May for a planting date. Once hardened off, these plants will have a nice head start on producing your first crop.
I know I certainly get excited in the seed section of the store. It's good to know that there's other benefits too. Are there any drawbacks to starting from seed?
Well, there are some drawbacks. Some could be needed space and equipment, especially if you're just starting out and need to purchase several items at once. As with any task, it can be time consuming. You will want to have some patience, as there are a lot of seeds that can take up to 21 days to germinate.
You have to be patient.
Yeah. There will be a learning curve as you learn about the different needs of the plants that you want to grow. We all have experienced a failed crop. We can learn from these experiences and possibly try a different approach next year.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned then that you need equipment to start seeds. What type of equipment are you talking about?
Most seeds need warmth to germinate, so you will want to invest in a heat mat. I would recommend starting out small so that if you decide you want to continue to grow from seed in years ahead, then the next year you can possibly purchase a larger or an additional mat. Depending on the space you have available to grow in, you can purchase a 2-foot or a 4-foot mat. A 4-foot mat is approximately $50, and a 2-foot is closer to $29. You will also want some grow lights. These are fairly affordable, and sometimes you can buy a bundle with heat mat, light, and a thermostat for a great price. The last time I looked, a 2-foot light with adjustable stand, heat mat with a thermostat was available for $37.
Wow.
So that's pretty good deal.
Uh-huh.
That being said, there are ways to start seed without the equipment, as I did the first year I started seeds. You will need a warm spot, at least 65 to 70 degrees, and bright light, like a sunny window. I started a couple of the 72 seed cell trays in my living room, the warmest room in the house, close to a heat register. The trays were also in front of a large window that started at the floor and up, and it faces the south. Then, of course, you will also need to purchase seed starter soil and the seeds themselves. Lincoln County Master Gardeners do maintain a free seed catalog at the Newport Library. So if you're looking to just get started, please stop by the library and check out the seeds that are available for you to take.
So now that we know a little bit about the basic equipment that we'll need, what does the process look like of actually starting the seeds?
Okay, so first you will need some containers with drain holes to plant in. Many use the seed starter kits that come with a tray with a solid bottom, small cells or pots to plant into, and a clear plastic dome to help the plants stay warm and keep in the moisture. If you have containers or pots of your own that you will be reusing to start seeds, please be sure to clean them out first of loose soil, etc., and then wash them in a 10% bleach solution. Leave in the solution for 10 minutes and then drain. No need to rinse. This is to limit any pathogens that could be on the old pots. Always use a seed starting soil. It will have some peat moss and perlite. It's a lighter texture, plus it will be disease and weed free. This mix does not crust over and allows even the tiniest seed to push through the medium. Fill the seed cell pots with the starting mix, and before you place the seed, water the soil with warm water and allow the soil to absorb the water and become quite moist. This may take a couple of waterings to fully wet the soil. While you're waiting for the soil to absorb the water, research the ideal growing conditions for the seeds that you will be planting. This information is typically on the seed packet itself. They will give the germination temperature that the seeds require, as well as the average days to germination. You will find that many seeds will require light to germinate. If this is the case, the seed is just pressed gently but firmly into the soil surface. The seed packet will also give you the planting depth. If you end up having some seeds without a packet, the rule of thumb for the depth at which to plant seeds is twice the width of the seed. So if the widest part of the seed is an eighth inch, plant it a quarter inch deep. If you're using a heat mat without a thermostat controlled, they are typically set to heat to 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. There are many seeds that need higher temperatures, 80 to 90 degrees. Items like peppers and tomatoes fall into this category. Many of the heat mats are available with a thermostat to be able to turn the heat up as needed. A lot of the plants like the 70 degree temperature, and the heat lovers may germinate, but it will take much longer. You can use a skewer to help place the seed or to create the depth in the pot that the seed requires. If you need to sprinkle a small amount of soil starter over the seeds, use a mister or a spray bottle to wet the soil without washing away the seeds. You don't want the seed bed to ever dry out. Use the domes to retain moisture and warmth. If you do not have the domes, plastic wrap can be used to cover the pots to retain the moisture. However, you do not want the soil to be soggy wet. If you're using the plastic domes, expect some condensation to form on the inside. However, if there are droplets dripping off the dome, it is too wet. Just remove the dome and drain the water off. Leave the dome off for a couple of hours and then reapply. The reason you don't want so much moisture is because the seeds and roots need oxygen as well as moisture. Check your moisture levels at least twice daily and spritz with a spray bottle or remove domes if needed. Be sure to use slightly warm or at least room temperature water when watering the seed bed. Cold water can shock and kill the seeds. Once the seeds have germinated, popped up through the soil, you can remove the domes or plastic. However, if the nighttime temperature in the room drops below 55 degrees, keep the domes on for a couple more days in the evening. If you're growing with heat mats, leave the plants on the mats until the first set of true leaves appear. The first leaves are seed leaves, or cotyledons. They are not true leaves. So once you have the second set of leaves, which are the true leaves, move the plants off the heat mats. To 55 to 70 degrees is the range that you're after. 60 is ideal. At this point, the plants will need lots of light. If you're using grow lights, place the light 4 to 6 inches above the plant leaves. The adjustable plant stand makes this very easy. If you have a timer for your light fixture, set to give your new plants 12 to 14 hours of light per day. So as your plants grow, keep moving the light upward to maintain the 4 to 6 inches of spacing.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you should start seedlings in a different type of soil. So clearly seedlings have a slightly different set of needs than an adult plant. Do you need to fertilize new seedlings?
Well, as there are no nutrients in the starter mix, you can feed your seedlings with a diluted half-strength liquid fertilizer. And you want to wait until they have probably their second set of true leaves to do this. And that would be a half-strength liquid fertilizer. I use fish fertilizer, something low in nitrogen. When you look at a bottle, it will have the typical three-number description, like 2-4-1 on my bottle. The first number is always the amount of nitrogen. The second number is phosphorus, and the third is potassium. This low strength is what you want for your seedlings. When you do fertilize, water from the bottom and let the plants absorb that way. I would only fertilize every other week. You do not want to overdo.
So what causes seedlings to get leggy when they're sort of tall, floppy, not very strong?
Yes, and that's happened to a lot of us. There are three probable causes for this. The one most encountered is not enough sun or light. Then there is too much warmth of conditions or too much nitrogen. Frequently, it is some combination of these factors. One fix is to move them to a much cooler location. Remember, 60 degrees is ideal with a very bright light. If you're growing in front of a window that plants tend to move towards, one way you can help with this is to put up a large piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil as a backstop behind the tray of plants. This needs to be a bit taller than the plants themselves. The sun then hits the foil and reflects back onto the backside of the plants. No more turning trays around, and the plants are getting more light.
So are there some plants that don't like to be started indoors in this way, that and they don't really do well being transplanted outside?
There are a few categories of vegetables that do not lend themselves to being pre-started and transplanted. The largest category is the root vegetable one. Beets, carrots, garlic, parsnips, potatoes, radishes, rutabagas, and turnips. These plants have delicate roots that do not survive transplanting well. These crops should be direct seeded into the garden based on the individual plant needs as to temperature. Another group is the legumes, beans and peas. I do pre-start the seeds of these two crops and then plant them directly into the garden. Peas can go in now, but wait until May for the beans. To pre-start, take about 4 pieces of paper towels doubled over, place the seeds on the paper towels, and then wet the paper towels until they're fairly wet and fold over the seeds. I keep these on a dinner plate or sheet pan so the water stays better on the paper and it's easier to move around. Keep the towels damp but not soggy in a warm spot. After about 3 days, you should see tiny roots growing out of the seeds. Once 80% of the seeds have roots, plant them directly in the garden, being careful not to damage the new roots. This will usually save you about 2 weeks, giving you a bit of a jump start.
Perfect. That was a lot of very timely information for the beginning of the seed starting season. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Let's talk seasonal gardening. Vegetable gardening is well underway at this time of year, and it's a good time to think about planting potatoes. Potatoes grow a little differently than many other vegetables, as you'll want to hill up soil on them. You do this by adding a couple inches more soil over the potato shoots once they're about a foot tall, and you can do this repeatedly, ideally adding about 6 to 8 inches of soil over the course of the growing season. This encourages more potatoes to grow in layers, as potatoes are produced from offshoots off the main stem, so the more of the stem is submerged in soil, the more potatoes you get. Potatoes grow best in slightly acidic soil, and they like steady, moist conditions and full sun. When selecting your starter tubers, look for varieties labeled as disease resistant. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org. where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!